Heading over to the r/grok community, users are diving deep into the platform's features, capabilities, and frustrating limitations. In a post titled "I'm Asking the Hard Questions," with 137 points, the community welcomed a new user with playful banter, joking about whether the practice will ultimately lead to regret or sudden realization. Meanwhile, a heavily discussed post titled "The Reason Why Grok's NSFW is Disgusting," sitting at 123 points, tackles the complex ethical and technical landscape of adult content generation. The author argues that while Grok remains a uniquely capable tool for NSFW creation, surpassing even local models running on high-end hardware like the RTX 5090, the operational tactics of the people running the service are deeply frustrating. The core complaint centers on how platforms exploit deeply personal and private desires to drive engagement and revenue. Top commenters noted the inevitability of this market, with one user predicting that whoever eventually removes these guardrails will experience a massive surge of paying users, albeit accompanied by severe legal backlash, congressional scrutiny, and public relations nightmares. Others pointed out the high irony of using AI itself to moderate another AI, leading to erratic filtering where minute differences can trigger a ban. In another thread discussing image editing frustrations, titled "Grok Image Editing is an Exercise in Losing Your Mind," a user vents about attempting simple tasks like replacing a white background with a floor, only for the tool to completely mangle the character's pose, create M.C. Escher-like perspective distortions, turn subjects into plastic dolls, and ruin the lighting. Commenters commiserated over the abysmal success rate of minor edits, such as changing a character's shoes, noting that the feature behaves unpredictably even when using segmentation or in painting. Lastly, a prompt-sharing thread for Grok Imagine 2.0 sparked a debate on whether trying to find workarounds for a downgraded service is counterproductive, with some users arguing that these updates are merely A/B testing exercises to see how aggressively token allotments can be slashed to save on compute costs. Over in r/Kimmy, users are grappling with sudden access bottlenecks and unexpected deployment disclosures. A top post titled "Kimmy Desktop Shipped Moonshots Hidden Employee Gateway for Off-Quota Kimmy, GPT, and Codex Access Inside Its Public Client Runtime Wire," with 63 points, highlights a major software slip-up where administrative endpoints were accidentally bundled into a public build, though commenters downplayed it as a minor operational oopsie since the underlying endpoints remained heavily protected. Meanwhile, multiple threads are flooded with complaints about persistent error messages stating that too many people are chatting with Kimmy right now. Users across various regions report being locked out entirely after asking just a single question, with many suspecting that these messages are actually a deliberate soft paywall designed to funnel free users toward paid tiers. Frustrated community members noted that even paid subscribers are encountering confusing subscription overlap errors and waiting list bottlenecks, rendering the platform virtually unusable for ongoing projects. Moving to r/Microsoft_365_Copilot, power users are actively swapping advanced workflows and dissecting behind-the-scenes system limitations. In a popular thread asking what workflows actually save time, a user working primarily across email, Excel, and Word sought practical advice. Top comments included a clever prompt strategy, analyzing the last 5 years of sent emails to extract a detailed writing style breakdown, and then creating a dedicated custom agent to draft future emails that authentically mimic the user's voice. Other power users highlighted the hidden power of Copilot's local Python runtime containers in chat, which can execute complex local tasks, generate custom PDFs, and handle advanced data analysis. Another major discussion arose from a user whose corporate IT department received an official reply from a Microsoft engineer regarding the frequent errors encountered after heavy use of Opus models. The engineer's response and subsequent community troubleshooting revealed that heavy conversational iteration rapidly compounds token counts. Because each new prompt appends the entire preceding conversation history in generated context, a long troubleshooting session can easily balloon into millions of cumulative input tokens processed behind the scenes, quickly exhausting user credits well before the billing cycle ends. Additionally, users discussed other undocumented behaviors, such as scheduled prompts quietly expiring after 2 weeks by default without any warning notifications. Finally, in the r/Midjourney community, creators are sharing stunning visual experiments and stylistic guides. Highlights include posts showcasing hauntingly atmospheric old church murals and surreal, natural pool generations. Another user shared a humorous crossover prompt titled "Tonight on a Very Special Episode of Batman and Vulcan," depicting a scenario where Batman overindulges and Romulan ale and Spock has to delve into his subconscious mind. Furthermore, a popular vintage moodboard share provided community members with specific version 8.1 parameter codes, stylistic profiles, and external links for generating eerie, surreal artwork characterized by unique retro textures and cinematic compositions.